This is the State of Things. I'm Phoebe Judge. The classical music group Fire Pink Trio gets its name from the vibrant mountain wildflower that grows throughout North America. They bring the same energy and creative force to their works, from the classics of Brahms to the contemporary pieces of North Carolina composer Dan Locklear. And their experience as educators allows them to pass on the sound to the next generation of classical musicians. The trio released a debut album last month called Poetry in Motion, music for flute, viola, and harp. The Fire Pink Trio is Jacqueline Bartlett on the harp, Sheila Brown on the viola, and Deborah Reuter-Pivetta on the flute. They perform on Sunday at the North Carolina Museum of Art in Raleigh at 3 p.m. But first, Fire Pink Trio, welcome to the State of Things.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Jacqueline, tell us how this group first got together.
Oh, great story. I used to run a chamber music festival in Blowing Rock, North Carolina, and I had scheduled a flute, viola, and harp concert, and our violist couldn't make it at the last minute, and I was frantically looking for a violist, and somebody said, well, you have a fairly new viola professor at School of the Arts, where I was teaching. I thought, aha! So I called up Sheila Brown, and we got together and rehearsed, and very quickly, within a few minutes of the rehearsal, Debbie and I looked at each other wide-eyed, and we thought, oh my gosh, this lady is so good on the viola. So we decided to formalize our trio. And so we've been working together for about 7 years now, and we are just three very passionate, fun, loving ladies, and we enjoy rehearsing and performing together. We have a great time.
Deborah, we described you as a classical music group, but you do have jazz influences, right?
We absolutely do. Actually, the last piece on the CD, piece by Sonny Burnett, has a lot of Latin jazz bluesy influences. And we just recently performed a piece by New York composer Patrick Zimmerle, which was really a lot of heavy jazz influence in that piece.
Sheila, where does this combination of instruments, the flute, harp, and viola, come from?
Claude Debussy was the first composer to write for this set of instruments. And if I do say so, it's a magical combination of instruments. It's quite rare. There are very few professional groups that do what we do. And to play with the harp and have the viola in the middle of that, bringing out the darkness of the flute, and then the high registers, the silvery colors of the harp as well as of the flute. It's wonderful for me because I get to morph into these different positions that I normally don't play, say in an orchestra or even in a string quartet.
Well, will you all play for us?
Absolutely.
Sure. This is Awakenings. It's a second movement of Dream Steps by Dan Locklear. Thank you.
the Fire Pink Trio performing the second movement of Dream Steps by North Carolina composer Dan Locklear. Deborah, that's an example of the vast collaboration this group has with North Carolina musicians. Tell us about your work with the Greensboro Symphony Orchestra.
Oh, well, I joined the Greensboro Symphony Orchestra in 1996 as their principal flutist. Been there ever since, having a great time. It's a wonderful, love all my colleagues so much. And I had an opportunity to play a couple concerti with them as well. And so it's, yeah.
Sheila, you've taught master classes, college courses, orchestras of your own. How does being an educator help with your own creative process in the trio?
That's an excellent question. We always need to go back to the fundamentals. And that keeps it real when you have to practice what you preach in front of the next generations. And so I'm full-time at UNC School of the Arts in Winston-Salem. So we have a great crop of violists, and I also teach chamber music as well. So it helps me in the trio because it keeps me sharp. Yeah.
And Jacqueline, do you find that all, because all of you have been doing this for so long, that you're and have taught classes before, but you're learning from each other? You're all working off of each other.
We are. It's, you know, this trio to me is a rare combination of three people that love music so much and communicate incredibly well. I think all of our diverse experience coming together just makes this a joy. It doesn't seem like work. We love working together.
Well, can we hear something else?
This is the second movement of a suite by Manuel Moreno Buendia, Spanish composer and conductor. And this is titled Fantasia. I might add, if I could, Buendia knows how to write well for the harp, and he uses some interesting sound effects in here to create an atmosphere. Thank you.
That's the Firepink Trio performing the second movement of Suite Popular Española by Manuel Moreno Buendía. Jacqueline, you mentioned that it is rare to have a trio like this, and I wonder when you're trying to do things like transcribe old works from Brahms, for example, does that mean that you're completely reworking things?
No. Prior to Debussy's Trio, which was written in 1914, that was the first composition for this trio of instruments. And so prior to that, for years the harp was used as an accompanying style instrument, similar to the piano. So we've transcribed some Brahms songs and some other pieces, and the harp music is written similarly to piano music, except we have limitations when it comes to fast chromatic passages, because we have a system of pedals to help us provide the flats, naturals, and sharps, and your feet can only move so fast. So we try to retain as much of the original work as possible. Sometimes on the harp especially, I have to make little changes here and there to make it feasible or playable on my instrument.
But are you having to kind of decide, well, we're trying, I guess rewrite is the wrong thing, but kind of work in all the different instruments into earlier pieces?
Well, Debbie and Sheila might have something to add for that. They have a soloistic voiced instrument. Well, the harp does too, but the harp can also accompany because of the way the music and the instrument is set up.
It depends on what piece you're talking about, of course. I mean, we often will pick things that are trios, and if there is already a piano part, then it's pretty easy. The Brahms that you're referring to is with voice. So what we had is the viola part was already written by Brahms, and so Jackie played the piano part, and then we had Debbie singing through the flute. So those are the types of transcriptions we love to do because it's actually really nice sometimes to not have words, I think. And it can be a beautiful, different sort of coloration to have Brahms. It's much thicker a texture than, say, Debussy.
But you can do that. You can just decide, I think that we're going to have the flute take the voice role, and I think we're going to have the harp take the piano role. You have that ability.
Yeah. Yeah, it's wonderful.
Whatever you want to do.
It's a very flexible medium.
Tell us about making this new album. How did you decide which pieces to include?
These were pieces that we had performed quite often, and we just thought that they worked really well together, and then just decided on the flow of the pieces and how to best organize it. And it was quite a fun experience,
yes,
I would say.
Yes, we wanted to include pieces of different genres of playing, and so it's a really interesting CD. It's not boring by any means. It's very enlightening and exciting and beautiful. We've a combination of our favorite pieces, I think, so far.
I'm speaking with the Firepink Trio today on the state of things. Jacqueline, the trio just released an album. What happens next? What are your plans?
Well, we are actually looking for a dynamite manager. We plan to play a lot more concerts, and we have a lot of concerts scheduled. We have plans to record another CD, but we're looking for somebody that will really work for us. It's difficult to find a good manager in
that regard. So you have the album, and this is the next step?
Yes.
Well, I want to thank you all for being here. The Firepink Trio is Jacqueline Bartlett on harp, Sheila Brown on viola, and Deborah Reuter-Pivetta on flute. They perform Sunday at 3 p.m. at the North Carolina Museum of Art in Raleigh. You can find out more about the trio at our website, stateofthings.org. That's the State of Things for today. The State of Things is produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Hadi Mawagdi, and Will Michaels. Robin Copley is the technical director with assistance from Al Wadarski today. Jess Clark is our intern. Brent Wolf is WUNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Phoebe Judge. Once again, the Firepink Trio.